We want to end today with a Veterans Day story that's very close to us. You might remember Paul Monty. His son Jared was killed while serving in the Army in Afghanistan in 2006. When Paul visited the National Cemetery on Cape Cod, where Jared was buried, he was stunned to see that there were no U.S. flags on the graves. So he started Operation Flags for Vets. Now, before every Veterans Day and every Memorial Day, volunteers place flags on more than 50,000 graves. Here now's Alex Ashlox was there on Saturday and brought back the story.
The flags have been placed on all the sections of the cemetery.
The crowds get bigger every year. People fan out across the rolling hills to place American flags on every single grave. Ken Gidney served in the Iraq War. He comes to Operation Flags for Vets every year.
I think it's important to be here just because I'm a veteran too, and I know what these guys went through. I've been in a combat zone. I know what it's like to feel that you're not coming home.
The attendance spans generations. Parents come with their children. Cub Scouts come with their den mothers.
Alfred R. Millett.
Now do we say and what war was he in?
U.S. Army, Korea.
When I came to the first Operation Flags for Vets in 2011, Paul Monty spoke to me about something he was doing to honor his son, something besides the American Flag Project. He was still driving Jared's old pickup truck.
I'm happy driving it. He's with me. But he's with me all the time anyway.
Connie Harrington, a songwriter in Nashville, heard that interview and wrote this song. It's called I Drive Your Truck. Lee Bryce recorded it, and last year it was named Song of the Year at the Country Music Awards. Paul Monty parked the truck at the cemetery again last Saturday. He'll do it again this Sunday. That's when volunteers will return to remove the flags after this Veterans Day holiday. The flags will be placed in storage until the weekend before Memorial Day next year. For Here and Now, I'm Alex Ashlock.